Sometimes you have to wait decades to identify a classic. Sometimes it's a little easier than that. Popular Music from Vitula is the best-selling book in Swedish history. It is the poignant coming-of-age story of two boys, Matti and Nila, growing up in a far northern Swedish town. Popular Music from Vitula was written by Mikael Naimi. Steve Paulson talked with him in between breaks for a bite of reindeer meat.
I wrote this book for my people. I'm living there and there are very few books written about us. So I wanted to do this for my people, to show us ourselves that we exist and to describe us.
And the people you describe in the book are, they're not pretty.
No.
They're not good-looking people. They're kind of dirty. They drink a lot. They drink too much. The male culture gets pretty rough. There are a lot of fights going on. Is this the way it really is?
Well, look at me. Well, yes, it's like that. It's I wanted to do an honest book. I didn't want to lie and make people prettier than they were. And also, we are quite proud of being a little bit more wild than the rest of the Swedish people. It's a little bit of a mentality up there.
Now, the story is told by the narrator, Matti, who is reflecting back on his childhood experiences once he's grown up. And it seems that for him, it was pretty important to leave Pajala. I mean, he wanted to get out of this place. And you have a passage where you get at this, why a boy would want to get away. And I'm wondering if you could read that for us.
Mm. Det var en uppväxt av brist. Inte en materiell sådan. Det hade vi så vi klarade oss. Utan en identitetsmässig.
Ours was a childhood of deprivation.
Våra föräldrar var
Not material deprivation. We had enough to get by on. But a lack of identity. We were nobody. Our parents were nobody. Our forefathers had made no mark whatsoever on Swedish history. Our last names were unspellable, not to mention being unpronounceable, for the few substitute teachers who found their way up north from the real Sweden. Our school exam results were the worst in the whole country. We had no table manners. We wore woolly hats indoors. We never picked mushrooms, avoided vegetables. We were useless at conversation, reciting poems, wrapping presents and giving speeches. We walked with our toes turned out. We spoke with a Finnish accent without being Finnish, and we spoke with a Swedish accent without being Swedish. We were nothing. There was only one way out, only one possibility if you wanted to be something, no matter how insignificant. You had to live somewhere else.
Om så det allra minsta. Nämligen att flytta.
But you still live in Pajala. Why?
Well, for me, it's my roots. I was born there, and I think every child gets very influenced by the surroundings. I mean, the smell of the air, the feeling of a landscape around you. It's like a mystery. And I think it's a beauty. It's very nice.
Hmm. Now, the core of this novel, Popular Music from Vitula, is the friendship between two boys, Matti and Nila. How did these two meet?
Yes, they meet outside in Pajala on a playing ground, and they become friends and start to play with each other, and they are followed up through the years until they're teenage. And it's about their life. It's not a complicated story. I mean, these books have been written many, many times. But two boys growing up, what happens? They meet girls or they don't meet girls. They fight sometime. They have their first sip of alcohol and they find rock and roll music. Many books is written in this way, but no one from Pajala. And that's maybe what makes it a bit special. It's from the very, very far north of the world.
You have a wonderful passage where you get at not only what life was like for these two boys, but their own growing intimacy with each other. And I'm wondering if you could read that.
Yeah. En helg kväll klev vi in i syrrans rum utan att knacka, sen mamma och pappa åkt på bilbingo på fotbollsplanen. Brudarna skrek till.
One weekend night when mom and dad had gone off to play car bingo at the local football ground, we marched into Sis's room without knocking. The girls screamed. There was a crate of beer in the middle of the floor. We backed out, but Sis dragged us in and locked the door. I played the idiot in order to save my life and muttered something about how they were free to drink as much Tizer as they liked. Then the girls all burst out laughing, and one of them said we had to taste a drop as well, so that we were just as guilty as they were. She opened a bottle and came up close, and I felt her permanent wave on my cheek and her hairspray in my nostrils and her warm breath all over my face. She took hold of me by the cheeks quite firmly, while another girl held the bottle over my mouth, and I opened it wide. I lay back and gazed up into the girl's beautifully painted eyes. Oh, they were as blue as the river. She must have been at least 14. And she looked down at me so warmly, so tenderly. I wanted to stay there for the rest of my life, fall asleep in her embrace. She zoomed in on me with her lipstick lips, and then she kissed me. The girls all cheered. I felt dizzy and propped myself up against the wall. Nila was forced to drink the rest of the bottle. He did his best and was rewarded with applause. Afterward, we found ourselves standing in the yard, shivering. "What did she do?" he whispered. I grabbed him by the shoulders. "Stick out your tongue," I said. "No, no, not as much as that." He pulled it back in so that just the tip was sticking out, round and wet and pink. I stuck mine out as well. We stood there without moving for a while, and then I leaned forward and kissed his salty, boyish mouth.
En stund stod vi så helt stilla. Sen lutade jag mig fram och kysste hans salta pojkmun.
Now, one thing that happens in the story is Northern Sweden discovers rock and roll and the things that go along with it, like sex and drugs. When did that happen for you?
My father, he was working, his family was working with forest things. They were hunting and fishing, and they had a very small farm with cows. And he went into school for only 7 years, and after that, when he was 13, he started to work as a grown-up. They didn't have a teenage period. They were children, and then they were adults at once. So we were the first generation who had some period in between children and adults. It was the whole society changed into what we have now. And I was one of the first in my area who experienced that. And it's so interesting. It's beautiful. And we felt the power of rock and roll and music, and our parents didn't. And we love that.
Mikael Naimi is the author of the novel called Popular Music from Vittula. Steve Paulson spoke with him. The readings from the book were by Carl Schmidt.